Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us on PGM this evening. It's Tuesday night, and this is Deborah with you. Good to be here. I'm glad you're here as well. It doesn't work very good if you don't bring your faith into this portal of praise, portal of his presence at PGM, people of his grace. So again, just thank you for being here. And so let's see, it is the beginning of March 5th is today. So let's pray before we start. So I welcome everyone who's dialed in. Thank you for calling in and for your hand up for ministry. I see your hand and we will be with you shortly. And for those who are listening online or streaming or a later time, you're welcome as well. And I know the timing of the Lord is with you as you listen, and may God bless your listening ears and faith as you hear the word of the Lord coming forth, as you hear prayer, as you hear ministry. You're certainly welcome to call in any day of the week, Monday through Friday, and speak to any of the hosts or to the founder, Pastor Randy, Prophet Randy. So thank you again for joining us, and we love to be here and to minister to you, and that we are family and friends. So God bless everyone. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this evening. We just lift it up to you, Father. We just dedicate this unto you, God. Let it be for your praise and for your glory, God. Let you be esteemed, God. We thank you, Lord, and we just ascribe and recognize, God, that you hold all excellence of power. All majesty is God. And Lord, let that be yours this evening, God. Let it be yours. Let it be exalted. God, be exalted in our lives this evening, God. We thank you, Lord, as we speak on you and what we do know. God, we ask for your presence of your word and your spirit of wisdom and revelation and grace and supplication to be here with us now, God. So I thank you, Lord, as I just surrender myself to you, God, and let the influence of your Holy Spirit be the leader during our time together, God. And I pray that you bless every listening ear, every listening person, Father. And we thank you for the presence of the shalom of God to be upon their households, God, and the Spirit of God to be indwelling within them. So we thank you for that, Lord, and grow us in the knowledge truly of who you are, God. Enlarge the territory, God, of our understanding, God. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, again, thank you for calling. So, hey, what I want to talk about, I noticed what was coming up. I was actually reading this week in the book of Romans, and I have this passage kind of like on the back burner, kind of like asking the Lord if this is what I was to share. So something came up, and then I understood. I was talking to a woman yesterday, and so something came up with that actually correlates with the passage I was literally going to read from Romans. So let me talk about that now. So let me just kind of put this together a little bit, which is this, is now we know the unbelievers. So here's the thing is, when we have unbelievers in our life, which we do, okay, all of us do, whether in our neighborhood, our workplace, our families even, and wherever we go, there's always shopping to the stores. Anytime, you know, there is unbelievers all around us. And generally, unbelievers sometimes have this unrealistic expectation of who God is. And whether they're just limited in what they've heard or learned inside or outside of the church. And I know they do use it as to defend their own doubts or unbelief and, you know, of course, that kind of thing. But they definitely have some unrealistic expectations, okay? But I'm finding some of those things in this conversation that I had this woman yesterday is some of that is actually seeping over into the church of believers. And I can see, after I was reading this in Romans, I could see how my perspective, my understanding was limited of what God's perspective is, and that is in regards to suffering. And I know this is not a good, it's just like, do I have to talk about this? Like, let me talk about something else. But here's my thing. Here really is my heart, and I've said this before, and I will continue to say this, because I know I see how God brings this out of me for the people of God, which is that we're contending for the faith. Okay, so if I can take your hand and put your hand into the hand of Jesus, even if I have to pray it through where he actually leans forward on his throne to reach his hand towards you and be that gap and be that intercessor and that warrior so that you can reach the hand of Christ and I step back and the two of you are in fellowship and your faith and your soul is encouraged and strengthened, then I have done what I'm called to do as a vessel of God, okay? So I will always contend for the faith in one way or another why I'm here. So this here in Jude 3, beloved, while I was very diligent to write to you concerning our common salvation, I find it necessary to write to you, exhorting you to contend earnestly for the faith which was once for all delivered to the saints. Okay, so we're to finish our race with faith, and we know without faith it's impossible to please God, right? So this is pleasing to the Lord. The ministry is pleasing to the Lord when our faith is strengthened and united and all that. We're going to finish our race with faith, right? Even Paul's saying, I have fought the good fight and I have run the good race. I have kept the faith. Amen. Look at all Paul that did. Look at all that Paul did. I'm thinking, oh, that's incredible, man. I can just see him like stumbling over the, you know, and, you know, when we get to heaven, we can all pour some Gatorade maybe on Paul. I don't know. But anyway, but here's the thing that this woman was a believer, but she was having a really hard time. And it is hard to sort out trials, tribulations, tragedy, and profound suffering, profound sadness, like what's happening in Ukraine, for instance, you know, and when it's deliberately, places are deliberately hit for the injustice of where children are, it's just profoundly, it's hard to sort all that out. And it can be too much, even for myself as well. And I'm not even saying that I have all those answers tonight or that I can lay all that out biblically. I just want to touch on some, go up a little bit higher and maybe take a little bit more of God's perspective a little bit. While I cannot, there's still what will yet remain is maybe a mystery to it as well, right? So there's some things in Scripture that will remain a mystery. And one of them is like the Trinity. There's certain things we can explain. We can wrap our mind around it. We can get principles. We can give, you know, analogies. But overall, to really grasp it, there's a little bit of a mystery that yet remains to that, okay? The sovereignty of God, why we hold on to that as truth, there is still a little bit of a mystery to that. So that's what I'm saying there, okay? Just for that understanding. So in Deuteronomy 29:29, it says, the secret things belong to the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that may we do all the works of his law. So it's in Deuteronomy. But the things that God reveals to us, then we know in part and we know what to do, right? Okay, so the subject is part of this and this woman was thinking she did not want to maybe continue on with the Lord because of what was happening and the suffering. It was just too much. Like, if God is a loving God, how could he possibly permit this or cause this to continue to go on? And why isn't he intervening? And this is a question that's asked. This is a valid question. And it is something that will continue to be asked. And we need to continue to dive in here more. And, you know, I think pastors need to talk about it a little bit more from the pulpit and teachings and whatnot. But sometimes what can happen is that we trim down. We have a temptation sometimes to trim down who God is. And that can be like maybe the hyper grace message, if you will, because so we go to, we have a place where we go and we hear locally and we grow locally and disciple locally. But then at large, there's other influences that we have at large that are filtered into or engrafted into our thinking too. And this is why Paul says, I know some of my points here are overlapping, but they are, but I think that they're valid, especially where we are here and now. In this time era where we are, but so the principle here is that the bigger names, if you will, that overlap and have an influence even outside of the local area at large over the body of Christ, where Paul talks about the way he talked to, well, the way we talk to, so our tone with the way we talk to insiders and outsiders is a little bit different, right? So with outsiders, there's more grace and gentleness and patience on the outsider because you're bringing them in and you're being gentle with them. They don't know. The insiders, and Paul talked to people who were false teachers, false teachings. He was harsher on them because that was affecting many more people. So I can see, like, it settles in my spirit, the foundation of sometimes when we hear Prophet Randy talk about certain people and he says their names is because he is at that level where he can speak into that, right? He's okay, so he can speak into that teaching. So you understand that. So there's that. I want to leave that because that is the word of God and it is a pattern for us to follow. So what we trimmed God down is that he's this. He is loving. He is loving. But this is the only indicator that she had was how could he say he's loving if he's permitting suffering? How could he say he's a loving God if he's permitting suffering? Well, he's not solely a loving God. Well, yes, he's loving, he is holy, and he is just. He is all three of those things. And I think the temptation sometimes, even when we're sharing Christ with other people or from the church, whatever, for various and a variety and probably a plethora of reasons, he is maybe one area is covered more so than the all-encompassing who God is, with being loving, holy, and just. And those things need to be taught in and of itself. So what happened was when I began to pray with her, I said, well, let's pray about that. And, you know, naturally I didn't have all the answers for her. I don't have all the answers for you. I don't even have all the answers for myself, right? So I said, let's just pray. But I knew it wasn't God. Like her view was it was God. And it wasn't, it's not God who does what she was talking about. It's tyranny, and sometimes there's evil and wicked people. And while he gives us a free will, see, there's a mystery in that as well. We have to trust him in his loving, holy, and just ways, and that he's sovereign. But there's still a little bit of a mystery in that. We have, you know, a lot of knowledge, and a sufficient knowledge, but it's not all exhausted knowledge of who God is. So there's that tension a little bit of that mystery of what's happening there, which causes us to be reliant and dependent and seeking, so that we should be seeking him and not running from him or turning from him. So in the middle of the prayer, she said, well, when you get done praying, can I pray? And I said, of course, absolutely. So what I did, she said, well, in the, well when you were praying, the Lord showed me something and I just want to pray into it. So the Lord showed her his word. And so she got this higher God perspective over, so she kind of lost her perspective, faded what she was holding on to. And then she ended up grasping, the Holy Spirit came alongside of her. She was grasping God's word and God's view and perspective, which was he was declaring in Matthew that there would be wars, and even rumors of wars is one thing that she prayed, and that the Lord so completely shifted her thinking and her perspective. And this is why we seek the Lord. And there's nothing wrong with being open and honest, and anything that she said with, there was nothing wrong with it. That's right where she was. And that's what we do, is come alongside of each other. And again, we don't have all the answers, but we keep looking to the Lord, right? So here it is, the computer. Here it is in Romans. I'm going to be reading, okay, Romans, we're very familiar with this, in Romans 8, 31 through 39. But this was actually written, and I didn't realize this, but it says, These words were written to a church that would soon undergo terrible persecution. In just a few years, Paul's hypothetical situations would turn into painful realities. This passage reaffirms God's profound love for his people. No matter what happens to us, no matter where we are, we can never be separated from his love. Suffering should not drive us away from God, but help us to identify with him and allow his love to heal us. And I know this is a process, and even how to get there and unfolding it and unraveling it, right? Well, Jesus is our advocate, and he sits at God's right hand to present our case, right? So he's advocating for us and interceding for us, even when we're going through this. But I did not realize, or if I did, I had lost the realization that Romans 8, 31 through 39 was actually written to a church that would soon undergo terrible persecution in the years ahead. I did not realize this. And then secondly, it says that Paul examines that it is impossible to be separated from Christ. His death for us is proof of his unquenchable love. Nothing can separate us from Christ's presence. God tells us how great his love is so that we will feel totally secure in him. So it's always with the reassurance, which we see this pattern in scripture, and oh, God is always reassuring his people, like, I created you. I love you. I will sustain you. I will be with you. And, you know, come, call unto me. Come unto me. Keep trusting, right? So believing God means trusting in a personal being who is infinitely wiser and whose ways are beyond our full understanding. And that's truly where it is. So if we believe these overwhelming assurances, we will not be afraid. And we have to remind ourselves, and there's nothing wrong with that either. Okay, and we see the same thing. Okay, so let me just read this in Romans 8:31-39. It says, what then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? Is it God who justifies? Who is he who condemns? Is it Christ who died and further is also risen? Who is even at the right hand of God who also makes intercession for us? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword, as it is written, for your sake we are killed all day long, and we are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. 37, yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Wow. Look at, and he, you know, he is even stating that what you have inside of you, I know that you can do it. You can come through this on the other side. For I am persecuted that neither death, I am persuaded, excuse me, Paul, that neither death nor life, nor angels or principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature created thing, excuse me, shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. So it's interesting, right? So to me, reading that is different, knowing that this church is written to a church to soon undergo persecution than in the way that I read it many years ago, and maybe even in the 90s. So I'm just going to leave it there. I'm not going to talk too much more about that. And I'm going to finish this was saying, and so maybe, you know, you want to sit and search some of that yourself. The Bible here, let me just tell you what Bible I'm using here. It's a chronological life application Bible. And then there's special notes in there, and it's the Bible, it's drawn out, and it's written again chronologically, okay? So so he has reasons for all that he does, and we often will not understand them. And this is a mystery as well that we have to live in that tension of not understanding, but continuing to trust and to seek him, right? And the same is true with Paul and Job, okay? We see these two things happening with Paul and Job in Job's life. And while we can read the outcome, especially on Job's life, you know, and what happened and God restored, but I still think like, wow, I mean, I don't know if anybody else has honest lingering questions of why he really had to go through all that. Like, what is it really justified? Is it really, there's still some mystery of it to me. Do you know what I'm saying? There's definitely principles and there's understanding and it's complex. Let me just say this. It's complex. The story is still very complex to me. And so so the inexhaustible mysteries of God led Paul and Job to worship. That's what happened. And I think this is my, you know, plea for us all, including myself this evening, is that these mysteries and these things that are complex, and we know God's word and his character and his virtue and his pursuit of us, which is constant, this assurance of confidence of him being with us, what I have given you, what I, you know, how I will sustain you. His compassions are new every morning. It continually being for us, continually inviting that we are to seek him. But in this place, we are to worship him. Okay, and so Paul in Romans, this is the last verse I'm going to read. Paul in Romans 11, 33 through 36 is very similar to somewhat of Job, but it's the doxology, I think that's how you say it, of Romans. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. For who has known the mind of the Lord? Or who has become his counselor? Or who has first given to him, and it shall be repaid to him? For of him, and through him, and to him are all things. To whom be glory forever. And I think the part, as I just read that now, the part of just worshiping the Lord and bowing to his sovereignty is saying and submitting to his sovereignty and this, you know, complexity of the things that happen in our lives is asking, even knowing that we are sustained, right? We are sustained through him, that he is in all things and through all things are held together by him, right? Which is us and including us. That as we submit to that and we worship to that, that we truly want to see his glory rendered in our lives, that he would receive the glory in and through these things in our lives. And this is what we have. We have this. This is, we have this, or we turn back and we walk away like this woman was going to say, right? She was going to say, I just don't know that I can keep going. However, when he gives us his perspective, his word, and we seek that more, knowing we may not understand everything, right? And will we just take up our cross and we bow before him? Because it is, you know, Romans, the verse I read in Romans 8, it's like 80% comforting, 20% offensive a little bit, or anxiety producing, right? And then, but then it's like 100%, but then fully sobering. Wow. Like you are letting me know. You're letting me know. You're preparing me as best you can. Still having the mystery, still having the right, but still knowing I'm purchased by you and all that you've already done for me, how you've already came through for me. You will walk beside me and you will be with me in and through these things, just like you were with Paul and Job and others. And now you can insert your name as well, right? So I just encourage you to worship the Lord maybe a little bit more during this season and kind of just come unto him. And however you worship him, there's various ways that we can worship the Lord, right? Even just getting in his word is a form of worshiping him. Okay. So, Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the assurance of it, God, and let it sink in. God, help us to understand the places where we're limited, God, in our view. Expand our view of you, God. God, we ask for wisdom and revelation to be to grow in that, God, as Ephesians 1 declares, Father, and Paul even encourage us to pray, God. So we thank you for that. We pray it, God. We pray the anointing and your wisdom and revelation. We thank you that you stick closer than a brother and you will never leave us or forsake us, God. And we thank you for your intercession on our behalf, on our names, on our behalf, Lord, that you know us, God, that we are inheritedly made in your image, God, with purpose. And let your glory, God, let the glory of the Lord come through our lives, Lord, and be exalted. Be exalted, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, let's open up the phone line here. Thank you for joining us this evening. This is 954-580. Oh, good evening. Who am I speaking to? Hello, 954-580. Good evening.
Hello. Good evening.
Hi.
This is Caroline.
Hi,
good evening.
Caroline.
This is Caroline.
Hi, Caroline. How are
okay,
you doing?
Thank you. I'm good, thank
good.
You. Sorry.
Yeah. Oh, that's okay. I wanted to wait. I figured you maybe walked away from the phone for a minute. Okay, well, let me mute you for a second, and I'll pray for you, okay? Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for Carolyn, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for how you're lifting her up, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. You know, sometimes like when there's like, sometimes when there's heat, it is actually, you know, like a hot air balloon. The heat and the fire is used for the lifting. You know, there is a removing from the things of this earth to higher things and a lifting up. And so I see that happening. I just see like a hot air balloon and the fire just stoked, but the fire to lift you up higher. And so I thank you, Lord, for lifting her, Lord, and supplying for her, Father God, in Jesus' name. And sometimes, you know, like even in that basket is, there's not a lot of room for other people. So it might feel kind of lonely when he takes us to places and shows us. And because it's such a delight and it encompasses our fabric of our whole being, our body, soul, and spirit. And then we only have, you know, our human words to express what happened to us spiritually or how we encounter the love of God and the multifaceted ways that he reaches us. And so in that exchange of, you know, sharing with other people can sometimes feel lonely because it doesn't feel like our words are doing it justice for really what took place with the encounter. But what you see with your eyes, you know, that you can see as you're lifted up and you can see broader places and a broader perspective. That and you can see in the natural, but you can explain it spiritually and put the two together like a parable or like a story, and people will understand that. So what you do see, what the Lord gives you and what you're seeing, you can describe that because you can use a parallel in the natural to that. And so I thank you, Lord, for everything that you're doing in her life, God. And really, you know, when the Lord talked about the heart in Scripture being the center of our being, it was our mind, will, and emotions. And so I thank you, Lord, for just ministering to her heart, God, and which is all-encompassing to your mind, will, and emotions. And I thank you, Lord, again, for taking her higher, Lord, and lifting her up. And just removing some of the things from this earth, God, that are not needed, Lord. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Okay, I'm not getting anything more, just utter the same. Thank you. So praise God for that.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you for that encouraging word. Thank you for sharing. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Do you have, I hope you're doing well, and do you have any prayer requests?
I do. There has been a situation that arose today, and I'm just praying that God will just grant favor and settle the matter once and for all. I'm well otherwise, but it's just an area of concern that arose today, and I'm praying for God's favor and that the matter will be just settled for good. Amen.
And Matt, what was the last sentence? The what?
The matter will be settled for good, and God will grant favor.
See. Amen. Okay, gotcha. Okay, yeah, let's pray for that. Father God, we just lift up this area of concern in Jesus' name. God, we place this before you, Father God. We ask for your favor. Lord, we ask for your favor of righteousness, Lord, as she walks on your path, Lord, and calls on your name, Father God. We ask, Lord, that you would tether that to a path of righteousness, Father God. In Jesus' name, we pray, Lord, that you would smooth out any rough edges in this thing, Father God, that you would get it on the right track to where it needs to go, Lord, and where it's headed, Father God. We pray for it to land in a successful place, God, that you would grant it favor. In Jesus' name, Lord, and we pray, Lord, in agreement, Lord, just asking, Lord, for your favor on this and the settlement on it, Father God, and we thank you, Lord, for an outcome, a favorable outcome that is successful, like a successful landing place, God, where it's to land and stop and be successful, Father. So we thank you in regards to the situation that she's lifting up before you, Father. And we thank you, Lord, for your hand of blessing to be upon that, God. Lord, your word says that, I don't know if this is the workplace, but the word of the Lord says that he, I think it's Psalm 90, that he blesses the work of our hands. So and however that we put our hands to do work for his glory, that he blesses that. So I thank you, Lord, that you would bless that. That a blessing would be upon it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. God bless you.
Thank
amen.
You. God bless you. Good. Okay. Amen. Yes. I will talk to you later. Thank you for joining us. Okay. Our next caller is 828-989. Good evening.
Hi, this is Jennifer from North Carolina.
Hi, Jennifer. How are you doing?
I am very blessed. Thank you.
Good. Very good. Okay, let me pray for you. Let me get a drink of water first. Okay. So, Father, we thank you for Jennifer, God, and we just bring her, Lord, before you and your altar and your throne, God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord. You know, in Hebrews, and I know I might pray this a lot here. I know I pray it a lot. But in Hebrews 4:16, where it says, let us come with confidence, then, therefore, drawing near to the throne of God. For it's there that we will find grace and mercy in our time of need. And so the word is telling us, let us come with confidence. And I just sense the Lord encouraging you to each and every time you come before him that you can come confidently. And it's because he's made a way for us and what Jesus has did for us. And sometimes I'll add there, but we come with humble hearts for all that God chose to do for us. So we come confidently and boldly before the throne, but with humble hearts for all that God chose to do for us. So, but I just see like an emphasis on you stepping forward and coming confidently to him and knowing all that God did for you, and which is this, like, also in reference, so here's the parallel, is like if you worked in a workplace and you knew what policy and procedures were, and God's not just about law, right? Jesus spoke of truth and grace, okay? But so if there's policy and procedure, and something's out of line with that and not, you know, or there's coercion or there's things that are not functioning right, in the office place where everybody knows, right, when the infraction happens, you would go boldly, you know, not as a whistleblower, but just in the sense of, like, let's say this was your job, right? Well, you would go confidently and boldly and say, hey, this is out of line. This needs to be taken care of. It's causing an infraction amongst the whole community of workers and yada, 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 right? But you would continue like, okay, this isn't right, you know, or you'd make a note or a list, and not in a weird way where, like, again, like you're a whistleblower or anything, but you just see this infraction and say, hey, wait a second. And so taking that, those infractions or whatever that might be, those broken places or fractured places, and taking it to the Lord confidently, hey, wait a second, this is not what the Lord says. Do you know what I'm saying? This is not right. The Lord has told me this. The Lord has spoken this. This, and to come confidently and boldly before his throne, expecting him to respond to you and to respond to whatever this infraction is, you know. And, you know, his word does say to, as we come and we cast all of our cares upon him, he sustains us and he shall not cause the righteous to be moved. And so your feet are on a solid ground where everything else could be moving around you or crumbling, right? But the place where you're standing is firm. And so I just see the Lord, something about confidently coming unto his throne with your requests, with your needs, with the things that you're seeing, and not allowing the enemy. And I think I've shared this here one time before. I was really having a hard time one time. And the Lord was actually working for me. I'm not saying this part was you, but the Lord for me during this time was actually working on some of my emotions, you know, and like kind of developing, I see the outcome of it was developing like an emotional skin of my own, if you will, so that I could function better in the gift that he gave me spiritually and, or grow in it anyways. And but anyways, during that time, the enemy, I just felt like emotionally I just couldn't take anymore. Like it was just like, I do not, one more thing, please. I'm just going to fall apart, you know. And like I just don't have the strength to do anything else. And I think I was even praying like something in those sorts. And the Lord spoke to me and he said, that's the wrong strategy. And I remember it stopped me and I said, what? And he said, if you think your enemy is going to have 1 ounce of pity or compassion on you, that is, you're praying the wrong strategy. And it really opened my eyes because I realized, man, the enemy doesn't have. And the Lord started to show me in his word that when it says the devil prowls about like a roaring lion seeking for who he's to devour, is that, and he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. It really is that his intent, anytime the enemy comes, his intent is to take us out. There's no other intent behind that. Strictly that's it. Like, okay, and so there is no, he has no compassion. He has no pity. He simply wants to take you out, you know? And so, so I see you in the turn of that is just confidently going before the Lord, hey, this infraction, if you will, I don't know why I call it infraction, I don't always even use that word, so I'm not sure I'm saying that, but this infraction, so this place of where it's legally, where you maybe have a legal right with the Lord and the enemy is illegally, you know, this infraction is taking place, you know, on your property, right? It's on your property line, the things that you, that he's purchased for you. And these infractions of the enemy for you to confidently go before the Lord. So, okay, I think I said that as many ways as I can. So praise God.
Thank you. Praise God. Thank you. That really spoke to me.
Oh, yes. God. And so, good. Praise the Lord. Well, I hope you're doing well. And is there anything specific we can pray for you with?
I think I'm good tonight. I think I'm good.
Okay, awesome. Well, praise God. Good to hear your voice, and thank you so much for joining us. Blessings.
Thank you.
To you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye. Okay, next caller is 402-214. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Debbie. It's Sharon from New York.
Sharon.
How are you? You're good. I heard you. Your stories. If you think about the, I just wanted to say one thing. I think one of the reasons that God allows it is, you know, you talked about it brings you closer to God, but it sets an example. And it also, like Job, you know, he set an example for other people. So if they had really bad times, they knew they could, you know, that God was there and they can come out of it. All the horror that is being allowed in the Ukraine and everywhere, really, just making people realize that Satan's real, you know, just showing them evil.
Yeah.
Evil is real, you know. Those are just thoughts I had.
Yes, because it is complex. So, but yes, you bring up a good point with Job, because really I've studied Job. I remember I was in a leadership class one time, and we went through the whole book of Job. So we spent quite some time weekly, like going through that. So it's not something that, but I still think it's complex. I still sometimes wonder,
and
the reservoirs, and the reservoirs of my mind, you know, with, between me and God, like, did he really, I just have lingering questions, I think. And I think that's just the part where I don't know God, and the mysteries, the mystery part of him being revealed or not revealed. And and that he is infinitely wiser than in areas that I'm not going to be allowed to touch and or to be revealed. Do you see what I'm saying? Until maybe I get to the other side. So, but that doesn't disarm my faith or cause me to draw back. I just, I'm trying to
look at all the people that Job proved wrong. You know, all his friends who said you had to have done something bad and da-da-da-da-da. You know, everybody, you know, you must be such a sinner, and when he was so sick and, you know, losing everything. I mean, they all worked. You know, you couldn't tell these people that Job was a good guy, because they just, from what they could see, God didn't love him, obviously. And this proved them wrong. It showed God does love him, and it doesn't mean that just because something bad happens to you doesn't mean you're bad.
Right. And I think it does expose everyone, because of his friends, except for Elihu at the very end, who said he's seen all of it, but then he didn't speak to the last person who spoke. Anyways, but it shows that we do view things from our own perspective, and so did Job's friends. They, each of them viewed it through their limited perspective of how they experienced God and how they knew God. Yes, exactly.
Right.
And so I think my lingering, so this helps because it puts different verbiage to my lingering, not necessarily doubts, but my lingering questions are actually because I want to know God more, and they're okay. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. It's okay to have them. That doesn't mean I'm doubting who God is. It's just, it actually is a place where I really, I just want to know him more. I want to understand more, and I don't know if I ever will, you know, but anyway.
I'm sure you will.
Well, thank you.
I'm sure you will.
Okay, let me pray for you. Well, hopefully we all will, right? We can all learn from each other. But I think it's important to, let me mute you for a second, and then I'm going to pray for you. But I think it's important to, another good point that you have, Sharon, is that it is good, I think, to share our testimony and to join with others in our testimony, because, you know, our faith, as my friend Jen would say, is our faith isn't always wrapped up in one nice box, like a Christmas box with a bow on it. Our faith looks a little different, you know. It's, you know, a little bit, you know, it's just different. It's not always in a nice Christmas presentation with a bow on it. And we need to hear those stories from each other and how God came through, and because they really do speak to us in a greater depth. Okay, so let me pray. So good point, and thank you for sharing that. So, Father, we thank you for sharing, God, in Jesus' name, Lord, and we come to your altar, God, and bring her before you, Father, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father God. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that the name of the Lord is our strong tower. And God is, you know, he has many different names that he calls himself, because he holds these attributes and these characters within these names that he has for himself. So a name normally is like a noun, okay? So our noun, person, place, or thing is a noun. But with God, his name is actually a verb too. It's a noun and a verb. So not just knowing his name, El Shaddai, right? Or whatever the name is, all sufficient one. Yeah, so not just knowing the name, but the verb is, and how he's had action in your life with that name. So I thank you, God, for your name. The noun of your name, God, is not limited, God. We thank you for the action and the verb of your name that will reverberate in Sharon's life, God. And we thank you, Lord, that you would make that into a testimony for her, Father. But I see something, too, like with the noun part of it, it's like really establishing his name. While it's going to be active and he's showing you and participating in like what he calls himself, right? I mean, like, I wouldn't call my, or if I called myself a baker, okay, I'm a baker, but then I never bake anything, or I just cook meals, but I don't bake, you know what I'm saying? Then like, okay, wait a second, there's a disconnect here, or, you know, it's fragment. I don't know if I'm going to really call you a baker, because, like, I've never had anything that you've baked. I mean, how do you say that, right? Well, I see the Lord establishing the name of who he is, while the active role of it, the verb part of it, is you will experience that. But there's something really about, like, establishing his name, being foundational and claiming, and I don't mean this like in a word of faith type of claiming, but say like the testimony of claiming, absolutely, he is El Shaddai. And let me tell you why, you know, and let me, this is it. This is my, and your faith is like anchored in it. That's what I mean by claiming it. Your faith is anchored in it and knowing who he is. And let me tell you why. So one time when I was leaving an office job type of thing, I didn't know where I was going. And one of the people, I had to tell some people, it was through counseling, and I had to tell some of the people, clients in person, and then some of them could be emailed just depending on the different circumstances. Well, one of the women that I met, needed to meet in person, she ended up saying to me, well, where are you going? I said, well, that's the part I don't know. You know, I do not know yet. And she said, well, this is how she said it. She said, well, if I have faith for anything, it's that I know that God will lead you and direct you. Can I pray for you? And I said, absolutely. And naturally he did. But it's that type of thing that I see on you, is saying that establishment of the claim, like her knowing, like, and she said that because she's seen God come through for her over and over again, that he directed her steps. And I like the way she even said it. If I have faith for anything, what she was saying is my faith is secure in this. And it has anchored in this. I have claims in this because it's been proven by his name, and not just the noun of his name, but the verb of his name. So praise God, girl. That's awesome. That's fantastic.
Well, I'm just kind of sitting here listening, and I'm not quite grasping what you're saying, that you see with me, I mean, you see me doing that?
Okay, God is the initiator. So the names of the Lord, because of the names of the Lord, him showing you, like, the names, you can Google the names of the Lord and all those different names. Okay, and his character is wrapped up in that. Well, he's going to show you actively how that name, like El Rafa, I think, is like healer, right? So people have actually been healed. They know that name of the Lord and that character, and they've experienced through the verb part of it. And then they might say they have a claim in, I know God personally and this name that he calls himself. Can I pray for you? So like this place where he's going to anchor you in your faith in his name, you will be able to minister out of that as well.
Okay. You know, what's kind of funny when you were talking about the noun and the verb, I mean, years ago, I said, you know, love is a verb. It's not a noun, it's a verb. And I always said, I mean, as a young girl, when I'm like you, trying to figure out, trying to know God, trying to ask him questions, trying to figure stuff out, I couldn't figure out who the Holy Spirit was. And I decided that the Holy Spirit was the love that connected the Father and the Son. And just recently, I was listening to a podcast or something, and they said the same thing. And I thought, oh, wow, I was right.
Cool.
So, you know, God is love, right? And love is a verb. So, it's action.
So that's interesting. So that's interesting because that might even be parts of the Holy Spirit and who he is, and you just ministering to other people the truth of the Holy Spirit and how that would even be like one example. Anyway, that's neat. I don't know everything. But,
nobody told me that. I mean, I don't know that I was right. That was what that's just what it came to me, you know, that God but the Holy Spirit was the love that connected the two, you know, and the gifts are from the Holy Spirit. I don't know.
No,
it's above my pay grade.
That's good.
All above my pay grade.
That's good. That's a good wisdom and revelation from the Lord. And it's cool that you heard something confirming. That's very cool.
Yeah.
Well,
Sarah, I mean, 20 years later, but
that's cool. But it's interesting too that I just brought it up this week and you heard it late. So anyway, this is the timing of that is curiously to me in the spirit. But do you have any prayer requests, Sharon, before we let you go?
Oh my gosh. Communications and healing in my medical situation and with people that I'm dealing with and, you know, trying to stop bad communication and have good communication.
Mm-hmm.
Just a lot of that kind of all falls under that category.
Okay. All right.
I'm fighting against hearsay, you know, I'm fighting against lies and those, it's like there's all these people that want this or one person or, you know, state himself, I don't know, wants one way and I'm fighting for the other.
Yeah. Sometimes when things are twisted, if it seems like it's twisted, like you're saying one thing and then they're hearing it lands in their ear completely different and you're like, how in the world did you hear me say that? Sometimes it can be pride or judgment. And so so we'll just pray over that.
On my
too,
part?
On
my
listener.
Part?
No,
okay,
I'm a listener.
Yes. That's a hard
but you know what?
Really
I used to. Yeah, but I used to, I'm going to say too, that it's good sometimes if you know it's going to, it could get gnarly like a bird's nest, you know, it just could get gnarly like, because I used to, my husband and I used to attend these luncheon meetings before COVID hit, and they were community leader meetings. And sometimes it would seem like one of the persons in there, like her and I would, like it seemed like there was pride involved. So before I went in, because I couldn't even, I would even actually just ask the Lord for me to even, I would just sometimes just say, I would bind pride even over me, because I didn't know if something was happening in my blind spot. Do you know what I'm saying? In
right.
my blind spot or yep. triggering me. And I didn't want to be participating in something that was going to be, do you know what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah. So even if I don't
definitely
think it's there, but I, because that's, but it's a constant in that, in a realm that I'm stepping into, I will sometimes just go ahead and humble myself before I
right.
even, because it's something I'm not seeing and I just want to be covered
right.
before the Lord.
And
you
I'm
know?
Trying to,
yeah.
Yeah. I can see that and I've seen it a million times. And it's like I have to, I keep praying and trying to learn, how do I say this without offending? Or how do I, you know, it's just, that's really hard. Because it doesn't
mm-hmm.
matter how, sometimes it just doesn't seem like it matters how I say it. But the fact that I'm saying it, it makes them mad, you know, or the pride comes up or the defenses, like, you know. Who do you think you are?
Yeah.
It would be.
Let's pray over there.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks.
Yeah. We just keep, you keep need to just keep at it, you know, with the Holy Spirit and coming before him and asking him, you know, and be praying for you as well. And to teach you to, and to open conversations, you know, Lord, this is what I want to share. This is what I need to open the door of conversation. I ask, you know, so let me, I'm going to close your phone line and pray for you, but thank you for calling.
Okay.
And,
thanks.
Yeah, God bless you. Thanks for everything you shared too earlier. Okay. Okay. There we go. So Father, we just thank you, Lord, for sharing. Father, we pray, God, over these conversations, Lord, with the person or persons, God, in Jesus' name, Lord, we pray for amending. Lord, we know that you are a reconciler and that you restore things, God. So we ask, God, for every area that's frayed, God, whether it be pride or trust or misjudgments, God, or mistrust, God. In Jesus' name, we ask for a restoration and that you restore that in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would just be with Sharon, Lord, and the meditation of her heart and her mind before she communicates, God, and that that would be able to be received, God, so that the reconciliation process can come forth, God. So we thank you, God, just for your anointing and your balm and your healing to be even on the words, Lord, in Jesus' name. And we pray for her medical condition as well, God. We ask for the anointing and character of Jehovah to be with her, God, and to heal, God, and to restore and to recover all, God. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for just ministering to her physical body, God, and bringing about healing. Lord, we pray for wisdom and provisions for the medical, God, in every aspect, God, and paying the medical bills and the insurance and everything that needs to be covered that will benefit her, God. We ask that you would go before her, Lord, and put your hand of blessing upon that in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, caller 205-531. Good evening. Who am I speaking to?
This is Julia May from Alabama.
Hey, Julia May. How are you doing today?
Hey. I'm doing fine, doing fine.
Good. Well, good to hear from you. God bless you. Okay. Let me pray for you.
Okay.
There we go. Okay, Father, we just thank you for Julia May, God, and we just bring her before you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, for thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in her life, Lord. And thank you, God. Thank you for the Spirit of the Lord that is upon her, God. Jesus' name. And let me just go to this right here. So Isaiah 60, verse 1, arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. So thank you, Lord, for that. Yeah, I see something with the Holy Spirit and something upon you. And that verse 1 specifically stood out. In the Holy Spirit, we thank you, Holy Spirit, for what you're doing in Jesus' name. And we thank you for your assurance and your affirmation of your work. We know that you are always doing a good thing, Lord, and a precious thing and an anointed thing, God. So we thank you, God, for covering Julia May, Lord, and being upon her, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that she can arise and she can shine, God, in Jesus' name. I thank you for your light, God, in Jesus' name. I said shine. Arise and shine. Thank you, Lord. Arise and shine. You know, I know that there's areas where the Lord's just going to cause you to, stand up for the Lord. Arise and shine, you know, where you step into that place because you carry the light of the Lord. For you to either speak or minister. I mean, it's always words and deed, right? We're a reflection of God's love and bring about, demonstrate his character with words and with deeds, grace and truth. So so I see something there, but I also see there is something that he is upon you and doing something, and I don't know if it's, I don't see what that is, but I know obviously his heart and his nature for us. Excuse me. But I don't know if it's even, if he's going to even, I'm wondering, here's me and the personal, is that I'm wondering if he's even going to define a little bit more in you with clarity, or maybe you already know, but with clarity of, like when you are to arise and shine, like when you are to step into it, like God definitely can move on our hearts at any given time to minister and to even like there's all the gifts of the Spirit, right? And I hear people say, I've heard people say before they've moved in a certain gift of the Spirit, but then they hadn't in a long time or they hadn't prior. And I really think it's because of obedience. And knowing the Holy Spirit and being obedient to the Holy Spirit, that's what was needed in the moment for whoever was going to receive it. So that gift was needed because of the person receiving needed an encounter with Jesus, you know, and to see that he was real, okay? And if that person in that vessel was, so to speak, in the right place at the right time, to receive the anointing of the Holy Spirit on behalf of the other person, but recognizing the Holy Spirit and taking in an obedience. And that's why they give the testimony of, okay, to me, that's my understanding of how that kind of works. But but I see the Lord, again, doing something with you. And again, I don't know if he's specifically going to define something. Like there's certain areas where I would know, like, this is definitely how the Lord uses me. I better just step up. You know what I'm saying? And then there's other areas where it's like, oh, I definitely feel the Holy Spirit on me, and I think I'm supposed to whatever, you know? So, but I see a work, something with the Holy Spirit is precious, and he's not revealing that. But the Holy Spirit being upon you, and then that verse to arise and shine for your light has come. So somehow how those two come together. So praise God.
Amen.
Yeah, awesome, Julia May. I hope you're doing well, you and Jennifer. And if you have any prayer requests.
Yes, they opened up, well, yesterday, they opened up the center for her. And so I asked both for a doctor, will that be, you know, be okay with her health problem and everything. But they said, you know, since the COVID down, both of them felt like it was okay. And, you know, she needs to go back to the center. So I'm praying because I have some problems. Her getting on the bus, and unfortunately, she tried to carry half the stuff in her room. So I'm thanking God and praying for that. I don't have to deal with that. That's what I used to have to deal with. And, you know, because sometimes she just get up in the morning, just like regular children, just be stubborn, don't want to get on the bus and pass out or whatever. And then when the bus goes, what bus? I'm saying the bus don't come back like that. You know, certain one will, but But, you know, I thought, I said, Lord, I don't want to deal with that. And I also pray for me because, like, I supposed to have knee surgery on the 20th, but I canceled because after I talked to him, you know, I supposed to have a complete right knee replacement. But financially, I'm not able, so praying about that, you know, God make a way. And so I got to see how, you know, once she go back to the center, you know, how I'm work because she's so far away than what she was before. And if the bus run late, that's going to be a problem. You know, God open the avenue like that. I'm trying to find something remote because, like I said, with my knee hurting and slipping and stuff, you know, because I had bought the computer and the laptop and everything to get situated like that. So that's why I really wanted to do so there won't be no stress on me because, you know, it'd take almost like 30 minutes to get where she at now. So that would be a problem. Mm-hmm. 30 minutes going, 30 minutes back out there. Now, I won't be working long, so I'm praying for that and continue to pray for my knee. You know, she's still in a coma and she's still, you know, experiencing some pain, but that's all. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Let's pray. I'm going to close your phone line and good talking to you, and I'm going to pray for you and God bless you. And
God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm going to pray for you right now. Okay. So, Father, we lift up Julia May to you, Father God, and we lift up Jennifer, God. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in Jennifer's life, God. We pray, Lord, I pray over their household that a spirit of grace and supplication will be with them, God, that you'll hear Julia May's prayers, Lord, and we come into agreement with them, God. Over Jennifer, God, we pray for the peace of God to be with Jennifer, Lord, as she gets ready for school, Lord, and that she would enjoy it and be able to get herself ready on the bus, Lord, and just be cooperative, Lord, in a sense that she enjoys it. She enjoys going, and the blessing of the Lord would be upon her. The law of kindness would be with her. In Jesus' name, we thank you for that, Lord, and we pray, Lord, just watch over her and protect her, God, divinely. And supremely protect Jennifer, God, and Julia May, God. We pray for her knee, Lord. Lord, just everything that needs to come together for that, God, and scheduling and preparing and the logistics, God, of care, Lord, and moving forward and recovery, Lord. I just ask that you would grant wisdom and provision for that, God, even just putting the details together, Lord, how to care for that, how to maneuver in and through it, and even through recovery, God. We just ask for your hand of blessing and solutions to be with her, Father God, and even for job situations and endeavors and open doors, Lord, with favor with the decision makers, God, on her resume and applications. In Jesus' name, that you would make provision in that as well. And bless the work of her hands, Father, in Jesus' name. And we pray for her niece. We thank you for watching over her, God, and just let the will of God be done in her life, God. In Jesus' name, we thank you, God, that you do mighty things, that you are a healer, that you are not limited by our limitedness, God. Even if our faith is limited, Lord, by the measure that you've given, Lord, let it be active. God, let it move mountains. in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, for showing and teaching us how to pray and ask all things in your name for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay. Caller 469-658. Good evening. Who am I speaking to?
This is Tiffany calling from Texas.
Tiffany.
Hi.
Hi. Well, praise God. Thank you for joining us. Okay.
My pleasure.
My Father, I just, thank you. Father, I just thank you for Tiffany, God, in Jesus' name, Lord. We just bring her before your altar, God, and lift her up to you, Lord. In Jesus' name, God, I thank you for what you're doing in her life, God. I thank you, Lord, just an altar. So in the tabernacle, there was a table between the Holy of Holies and the in the center there, forget what the other one's called. In the center there was that table, altar of incense, and they would pour that on there, and then like the whole room would fill up with this billowing of like steam, but also an aroma, and it was a certain aroma, as if the presence of the Lord has been there. And also on this particular table was representation of this element of balance in our life as well, and that we are the ones who actually bring forth the aroma of Christ to those who are perishing and those who, called unto the power of the cross, And so we become the aroma of Christ. Let me just look that up because I want to get that as it's stated in there, because I haven't seen that. Oh, okay. Where am I? Well, this one says, hold on. Knowledge and through us diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. And so, okay, that is, let me see if I go to the NIV, if that changes this. He uses us to spread the aroma of the knowledge of him everywhere. I do. That's 2 Corinthians 2:14. Okay, here's what I was thinking though. 2 Corinthians 2:15. For we are to God the pleasing aroma of Christ among those who are being saved and those who are perishing. That's the part I've seen it. So you still are an so cool. The aroma of Christ. So you are diffusing this and spreading the knowledge of him everywhere you go to both people who are being saved and to those who are perishing. So Father, I thank you, Lord. I just thank you, God, just for this anointing and this diffusing and this aroma and this preparation, God, of balance even, God, to carry this, Lord. And I pray for the wisdom and discernment for her to have to know when she encounters everyone, God, because your word says the knowledge of him everywhere and everyone, God. Well, I'm saying everyone, but everywhere you go that she would know those who are being saved and those who are perishing, God, that she might draw those out, Lord, from the fiery pits, Lord, and the miry clay, God, that she would have the wisdom to know that by your discernment, Lord, and the fragrance that she carries, God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for her sacrifices that she makes before you, God, in the secret place and at your altar and in the Holy of Holies, Lord, and that she brings to you, God. We thank you, Lord, what is done in secret will be rewarded openly. And, Lord, we just thank you. And sometimes even the reward is, it's interesting. sometimes what he calls a reward, because because sometimes in the favor he grants us this effectiveness to even minister in his name, like that's the reward, and it brings him more glory. So this is interesting that we get to participate in that, and like, but like in a frontline worker who is blessed to carry his name and blessed that others see it and know it and recognize it, you know, because it causes others to who are serving to be refreshed, and then also to know that this can take place. It doesn't always have to be such a struggle or such hardship and weariness, if you will, but it is part of the reward of preparing yourself before him. So praise God. Okay, I got lost there for a second. So praise the Lord. Thank you. Praise God. Well, Tiffany, do you have any prayer requests? Hold on one second. I guess it just pops back up again. Okay. Let me see. There we go. I can hear you now. Sorry about that.
Okay. It's okay. I pray for clarity. I had a bad breakup, and in that breakup, so many things have happened. And so I pray for clarity regarding if it's a good thing to try to restore the relationship, and clarity to do the right thing for me, not for that person, but for me. And then I pray for financial blessings because so much was lost and I'm having to rebuild. I also pray for clarity on my job. I don't know, some things happened today and God had put in my spirit. I was reminded in Psalms that he prepared the table in the presence of our enemies, because
yeah.
It's like I'm being attacked, but not for any other reason than I feel like they're afraid of my talent. And so just pray for that. And then just pray that God would just take me to the next level. I know that there are so many things that he has in store for me, and I hope that he make it apparent for me. But I don't want to be afraid to let go of things so that I can get to the next level. So those are some things that I pray for. And thank you for your for what you said to me. It all makes sense. It's such a blessing that you said it. So thank you.
Oh, amen. Thank you. Thank you so much for calling. Okay, I'm going to close your phone line. Thank you for joining us and
thank you.
Sharing. And I'm going to pray. Yeah, I'll pray for your request. And then we have a few more callers tonight, three or four. So praise God. So, Father, we just thank you for Tiffany, God. I just first pray for clarity and protection over her job. In Jesus' name, Lord, we just bind any strife, jealousy, envy, in the name of Jesus, Lord, and we thank you, God, that you would grant grace, great grace on her job, God, to get her where you want her, Father God, and we thank you for that. Lord, that she would have clarity there as well, in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, for her even praying while she's at work and picking up things in the spirit and just seeing you pray them out loud, but not so anyone can hear you, but so it needs to be released in that atmosphere to change the atmosphere. So if it's like just whispered but spoken words that the Holy Spirit is giving you. And then, Father, we pray in regards to her request over this breakup, Father God, in Jesus' name. God, we pray, Lord, that you would give her wisdom, discernment, and the clarity and guidance that she is asking for, God, for herself, God, that she would know her boundaries, Lord, and the place that she needs to walk in for herself, God. So we thank you, God, for guiding and guarding that and preserving that in Jesus' name. And, Lord, and even taking her to whatever this next level is, God, in her definition before you, God, we just pray over that. And then also a financial blessing, God. So we pray, Lord, that you would bless the work of her hands, Lord. Your word says that you give us power to get wealth in the work of her hands, God. So we thank you for her diligence, even in her job and the willingness to work diligently. God, that you would bless that, Lord. We thank you for the fortitude in it, God, the fortitude of faith in it, God, and to be fortified. And Lord, so we thank you, Lord, for this financial blessing and wisdom and provisions for finances as well, God. And we thank you, Lord, that we don't ask amiss, God, that we ask, Lord, that she has for what she needs and to live in dignity, Father God. And wherever there was loss, God, or delay, Lord, we ask that you open those doors, open those pathways and those streams of finances in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. 770-714. Good evening. Who am I speaking to?
Good evening. This is Donna from Atlanta.
Donna from Atlanta?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for calling. Well, praise God. So, okay. Make sure my thing is hit correct here. So, Father, we just thank you for Donna, Lord. We just bring her to your altar, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, and assist. So, let me just use the thing. Assist, like an assistant, but assist, I'm hearing that word, to help someone typically by doing and to share the work, and act of helping typically by providing money. Huh. Okay, it's a verb and a noun, help, so assist, typically by doing a share of the work. So let me go back to the screen. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord, how, you know, because we, that is what we really do with the work of the Holy Spirit in us, empowered in us, and the word to guide us is that we are assisting the Lord. We are co-laborers with him. But I see you assisting him. So I don't know if it's something more personal. It's like something more personal to you, because we each have like this unique way in how we express him and how we, while the outcome, it might be the same, like as far as like for his glory and the how you might describe it and like what category and what gift it is, but it can be like a uniquely expressed. And so the assist part might be it's a development of something personal with you towards the Lord. And you know, one time I had a friend, well, we have these good friends that live in Florida, and Roger always asks me, my friend's husband, he'll always say, so when I see him, it doesn't matter. Like sometimes it's years before we talk or whatever. He'll say, tell me, what is the Holy Spirit doing in your life? You know, what has the Holy Spirit been doing in your life? And I love that he asked that question, you know, because I don't even know really who else asked me that. So it's just good accountability. And so anyways, and so it has good conversations as well. But he was one time talking about how the Lord was called him an apprentice. Or wait, he called him a certain name that was like apprentice. But then I was able to explain to him, I looked up this word one time of the word work, because we are co-laborers with God. So there is a form of labor or a form of work, even though we're supposed to be yoked with the Lord. But it is, so my word was apprentice. That's what it was. It's one of the, we are like an apprentice. I forget exactly what his word was. It was similar to it. But he was excited because nobody taught him that other than the Holy Spirit. And it was very likened to the word apprentice. I forget what it was. But I see that. So we are an apprentice, right? So we're coming alongside of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is coming alongside of us as well because we're on earth. And so being his assistant, he's assisting you. So something with assist is what I see there in Jesus' name. And then also the Lord's just reminding me in a practical aspect too, in sporting there is where there are like key players that actually help assist in a goal and they actually get credit for it. So they might not have scored the goal, but they assisted in it. So it means you help set up for the team as well. for the whole team, you were made yourself available to assist in this goal being made. Like, you positioned yourself well, and then you still get credit for it. Not that we do things for credit, but it's accounted unto you as righteousness, if you want to say it that way, you know. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for positioning her and for coming alongside of her, God, and just apprentice and assisting, God. And, Lord, if I'm missing anything else in this, assist, Lord. Yeah, I'm not picking up on anything. So, Father, I just thank you for how you're using her, how you're positioning her. And sometimes, you know, I don't know if you've heard me say this because I don't know. But anyways, what I was going to say was this. Sometimes when the grace of God is on our life, for a lack of a better word, it seems easy. So if you're actually assisting people like that, like, and you're positioned and you're in the right, you know, you're positioned correctly, and it just flows, right? You're just there. That is the grace of God on your life for that. And so don't take that lightly. Don't take that, oh, it just happened because I just happened to be there. Or, you know, that person's a really good player and I just, you know what I mean? Like, I was just available. I just happened to show up, blah, blah, blah. It is the grace of God on your life. And so we thank you, Lord, just for the value and the worth and an acceptance and approval that you have over her life, God, as you position her and she assists you for the greater glory of Christ and for your bride, really, which is incredible, right? Because it's incredible, and he is completely honored, and he will show you worthy when you do things for his bride. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, do you have any prayer requests before I move to the next caller?
Yeah, just the stamina and energy, just with a number of trials that I have going on personally. I've called in before in a custody determination with my ex. I am going through a bunch of health challenges that they can't seem to pinpoint it. I actually believe it's supernaturally based. That's expressing itself physically with a heart condition. I'm very careful about the words that I let fall out of my mouth because I'm not claiming it. I'm doing what I have to do in the natural and thanking God in advance for the healing. But I'm super hoarse tonight because I'm still having shortness of breath issues. And there's just a tremendous amount of stress that is ongoing. But I'm thankful that even in the midst of this, I don't feel frenzied, like I have the peace of God with me, and for that I'm so grateful.
Wow,
I am very tired, though. I am emotionally tired, spiritually tired, and physically tired.
Okay, and that might be understandable with everything that you're going through, you know. But we'll pray for you and close your phone line. Thank you for sharing. Let's just all intercede for her on behalf of her. We thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy, God, for Donna. God, we pray, Lord, that you would undergird her with strength, with your grace, Father. We thank you, God, for the evidence and the peace, Lord, that she has shared, Father. But we thank you for your grace, Lord, to undergird her, Lord, and strengthen her with stamina, God, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, and even not just equipping her mind, God, but like quickening her mind to the things that need to get done, the things that she needs to say, God. And we thank you, Father God, Lord, and I just break off every word curse, Lord, that no weapon formed against her shall prosper, and any tongue that shall rise in judgment you shall condemn. So we break the word curses in the name of Jesus, Lord. We break off any words that is opposing the work of the Holy Spirit in her life to be broken in the name of Jesus, God. And we thank you, Lord, through this trial spiritually, physically, emotionally, and even outwardly, Father God, that you would be in that. God, that she would, as in Luke 8 or 18, you know, where the persistent widow continued to ask that you would avenge her speedily. God, I pray that you would avenge her speedily with her health and all the trials that she's going through, Father. Figuratively and literally, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Okay. Okay, caller 832-231. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
Antoinette, Texas.
Antoinette?
Antoinette, Texas.
Antoinette. Okay, thank you. I know we've talked before. I just, Antoinette, yes? Okay. All right, I'm going to mute your phone line for a second and pray for you, and then I'll come back. Okay, I think I can do it. I have about four more people to pray for before I close out for the evening. But let's just pray for Antoinette. Father God, I thank you for her in Jesus' name. And I don't know if I've prayed this for you before. I don't know. I haven't talked to you in a long time. I think I just recognize your name, I think, or maybe the Lord's just making it familiar to me. But I see like a pen, not a pen, but it's a writing instrument. And it's more like an antiquity, you know, the old time where they had the feather and they dipped it in the ink. So there's something there in the older expression of, you know, not necessarily a scribe, but writing things down. And, but what the scribe did do is they captured the things that were happening and how they were teachable and how they related to scripture and the context of what was happening with scripture and what was happening around them. So there might be that type of form of parallel, but in the modern day, if you will, I wouldn't necessarily call it a scribe, but I would call it like the principle of what they captured, the context of what they captured and how it relates to scripture and in what is happening and not calculating it, but capturing it on paper and giving an account for it somehow. That's what they were doing. So so I see that active in your life. Oh gosh, where are you? Okay, there you are. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for that, Lord. Let the word of the Lord and the things on her heart come forth written. You know, the word says that the law has the word is written, the law and the word is written upon our hearts, and that it's to come forth, that we are written the epistles, and it's on our hearts. We are written epistles, and it's written on our hearts. So there's something there to come forth, you know, the things upon your heart maybe as a written epistle to bring it forth, because that would be antiquity of old and what is happening now. So I thank you, Lord, for blessing that, Lord. I thank you, God, for let it just be compelling and an unction that she has to do, God, that let it's like it won't leave her until she actually puts it on paper, God. So I thank you, Lord, that she wouldn't miss your wisdom. She wouldn't miss the Holy Spirit when you speak to her, God, that it would be captured as you intended, God, as you intended, God. And I thank you for teaching her and showing her along the way as well. In Jesus' name, amen. So praise God. Okay, well, thank you. Thank you so much for joining us this evening. Did you have a prayer request before I move to the next caller?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for the word of God. I receive it in Jesus' name, because there's a testimony. That's what I'm trying to do, journal and read my Bible, and God got a plan for me, and that's what I needed to hear. And I need a financial blessing. Yes, Lord. I need a financial blessing for me and my son. so I can do my father's business, start writing like I'm supposed to do. But I need a financial blessing to get there.
Okay, praise God. Okay, I'm going to close your phone line and pray for you and your son. Thank you for joining us and sharing that brief testimony. Praise God for that. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for just opening avenues, God, from heaven, Father God, Lord, and showing the way to the finances, just like you did to Peter, Lord, showing the way, Lord, for what was due, God, and what was rightfully theirs, God, is showing the way in that, God. So I pray for that over her finances, Lord, that you would show her the way and the which way to go and the avenue, and specifically, Lord, to receive finances, God. However, whatever that outcome is, you know, like when you told Peter to go into the fish, like, so we don't know how he got the fish, right? There's an element of work. There's an element of effort. But he showed him the way and where to find it. So I thank you, Lord, for showing her the way for her and her son and the elements that she has need of, God. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for opening up those avenues and that revenue for her as well. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Okay. Now 504-376. Good evening. Am I speaking to you? Where are you calling from?
Good evening. It's Nicole from New Orleans.
Hi, Nicole.
Hello.
New Orleans. Okay, good. Well, let me pray for you. Thank you so much for calling. I'm going to close your phone line for just 1 second. I'll be back. Father, I thank you for Nicole, God, and I thank you for blessing her, Lord, in Jesus' name. We thank you for your hand and your heart that is upon her and with her, Lord. I thank you, Father God, Lord, as she comes to your altar, God, in that place, Lord, with awareness and newness and refreshing, God, in Jesus' name, upon her. And the Lord just really opening your eyes to this newness and refreshing and awareness. And so, and your eyes really are like your spiritual eyes and seeing things where you see, you know, because we can see things in the natural and then spiritual at the same time, right? So in the book of John, when he said, behold the Lamb of God, right? So they're seeing it in the natural, but taking it in the spiritual. And so I thank you, Lord, for just the refreshing. And I thank you, God, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Let her take in all that needs to be taken in, God. And I thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for your faithfulness. And I thank you, Lord, that she also wouldn't depart too early or leave out of that place too soon. Lord, but just allow you to lead it and finish the work. You know, one time I had an encounter at our other house with an angel, and I was so excited when this encounter happened. I went to go tell my husband, and what I did was, and I didn't realize this because I never had anything like this happen to me before, but in my excitement, enthusiasm of what just took place, I went to go tell him in the other room, and when I took about three or four steps away from where this encounter took place, I realized I walked outside of the presence of where this, like, glory of God was and the presence of where this angel was. And so when I stopped, I kind of turned around. I didn't see the angel in the natural, but I definitely had, like, a word of knowledge and wisdom of where this angel was in a spiritual sense. And then I felt like the angel was actually almost disappointed that I walked away. Like, why would she leave? Why did she do that? Like, why would she walk away from that? And why would she leave, you know? And I felt like the angel actually even had to ask the Lord, should I follow her? Like, it needed the command and the of the Lord to stay with, and then the Lord said, yes, go with her. And then I felt the presence on me again, okay, and to follow me into the other room. But I waited for it. I knew. And then, so what my imploring you is that when you're in that encounter, not to step away from it until it's finished, until the encounter and the enlightenment and the refreshing of your eyes and all that you're taking in, until he's done showing you. And even if it's just resting and breathing in it and knowing, but once when he finishes this, then you can step away. Anyway, that would be my word of wisdom to you. So praise God.
Yes, I receive that word. God bless you. It makes a lot of sense. I do feel like my spiritual eyes are opening even more. I did have a quick prayer request for just God's favor and strength for me to complete my research project. I'm just really running low on energy.
Oh, my God, I so know. Okay. Okay, yes, I will pray for you. Thank you so much for calling and just and how the Lord's blessing you and giving that word. So thank you. I'm going to close your phone line and pray for you now. So thank you for joining us as well, Nicole from New Orleans. So, Father, I just pray for Nicole. Father God, I pray, Lord, for the favor of God and the grace of God to undergird her with strength, Lord, and fortitude, Father God, to finish her research, God, in Jesus' name. And I don't know if it's research paper or just the research aspect or capturing and writing, Lord, but I just pray that you would be with her, Lord, and to sustain her, God, that you would give her a burst of energy, burst of ideas, burst of newness, to see it differently, God, that you would lead her by your grace, even in the research, God, so it doesn't have to be grueling or anything, God. We just ask for the grace of the Lord to be upon her to complete that, in Jesus' name, amen. Okay, let me move to the next caller, which is... 717217. Good evening. Who am I speaking to?
This is Anita calling from Pennsylvania.
Anita?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, awesome. Well, Anita, let me ask you, since I just have a few minutes left as well, let me ask if you have any prayer requests, and I'll pray for you, and then I'll pray for your prayer requests as well.
Well, for my sister, Brenda. Brenda.
Okay, and what was your request for her?
For a relationship problem. Okay. That her relationship will be sorted out.
Okay. All right, thank you. Let me close your phone line. I'm going to go ahead and pray for you. And your request is at the same time, since we're getting close to the end. And then I have 847-239 is my last caller. And so since I pray for Anita, we'll open your phone line. So, Father, thank you for Anita, Father, in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father God, and just bring her before your altar, God, and all that she's doing. And all that you would have her to do, Father God, in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, for how you've equipped her, Lord. You specifically equipped her with the things that she has need of to accomplish what you've called her to do, God. And I thank you for that, God. I thank you for that, Lord. It isn't just, Lord, it is specific. It is specific for her, for what you have for her to do. In Jesus' name, I thank you for that, Lord, in Jesus' name. And So, Lord, I'm just going to break any spiritual influence, any spiritual influence that would try to influence her while she encounters you, God. I'm not sure what that is, Father. We just break that off in the name of Jesus, Lord. Any part that it would have to hinder, to influence any spirit of darkness, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you for protecting her mightily and shielding her, God, that you would be her refuge and her fortitude, Father. In Jesus' name, we thank you for your shield and your guidance. We thank you for Psalm 91 and protecting with your angels in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, again, whatever, you know, the enemy would forge against her, God, that the word of the Lord is like a hammer and it would break that. You'd break that off of her life, God. I thank you, Lord, for showing her in your word as she prays and as she reads and as she seeks, God, that she would bring that forth, or that you'd breathe your life on it, God, and illuminate, Lord, even the verses and the things that she's to pray for her life and to come forth, God, that you would open up the avenue and the pathway of your righteousness, God. We thank you, Lord, and deliver her from evil in Jesus' name. I thank you for it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray over relationships in her life. We pray for her sister, that you would break off these things, God, these forces, God, that would hinder and want to dismantle relationships, Father God. We pray for the restoration and the blood of Jesus to be upon that. We pray Colossians 1:20 that you reconcile all things, and literally it says all things, whether on earth or in heaven, through the power of the blood, bringing peace to that thing, God. So we pray the blood of Jesus, the atoning blood of Jesus, on this relationship with her sister, in Jesus' name, and whatever problems that are being had, God, you are the God of solutions, Lord, that you would bring that forth, Lord, by your atonement, by your grace, Lord. We thank you for placing your blood upon the altar, which is for atonement for our souls, God. We thank you, Lord, that that be evident in both Anita and her sister, in Jesus' name. We thank you for the reconciliation, for the restorative nature and power of your word and of your cross, even in this season. God, let them look to you, God, and the power of your cross. Let it be healing. Let it be like as a nurse, God, like as a nurse prescribing, you know, what the doctor ordered, God. I don't know what that's about, but through the blood of Jesus, like that exchange that you receive at the exchange of the cross. And I thank you, God. I thank you, Lord. They look to you, God, in the power of your cross, Lord. And your word says it's the power of the cross, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, I opened my eyes. So, oh my gosh. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm just running behind. So 847-239. Is this Stephanie?
Yes, Stephanie.
Okay, Stephanie, do you have any prayer requests before I pray for you?
No. Not right now.
Okay, great. Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. I'm going to close your phone line and pray for you. Thank you, Lord, for Stephanie. In Jesus' name, God, I thank you for what you're doing in her life, God, and at your altar, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. I see seeing the light of the Lord, but it's more like the sun light. So it's also the warmth of his presence and the assurance, you know, like we all are trusting in the morning, even without realizing we're trusting, but that the sun is going to come up, right? It's going to rise in the morning, and just the nature of who God is. And sometimes we can rest in the assurance of what he brings and his faithfulness and his how he's just faithfully providing for us, even in things of the earth. And so I thank you, Lord, for just enlightening her to how you care for her, God, and how you're consistent and constant and unfailing in all of your ways, God. And let her feel, even as the sun, God, the warmth of the new day's rays, the warmth of your compassion, of your mercy, and how you sustain us, God, by your grace, Lord. Let that be with her and renewing her, God, of your constant care in new ways, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thank you, everyone, for joining us. God bless you, and shalom.